Tonight, I felt like I was supposed to simply give you a prophetic message and encourage you. God is on the move and he's doing it incognito. So isn't that fun? He's given me many dreams and visions, mostly visions, because that's mostly the way he talks to me. But I think I have some dreams here too that I'm going to share with you. But I want to start with something just kind of cute, kind of fun. But let's pray together and then we'll move forward. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. How do we know what to say or how to say it, Father? Because you are so good. You are so wise. You know how to allow a man to fall into his own trap in ways that we cannot even perceive or conceive. And at the same time, you care about every man's soul. So your greatest acts are to go against the issues, to go against the marks that they've made, hoping that in doing so, they will recognize their error before things become so seriously magnified that it becomes even fatal. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you that you love. We thank you that you love your enemies as much as you love your friends. And we thank you that you care about every man's soul. So we watch, we wait, we joy. We know that your promises will surely come to pass, albeit a little different than we thought it would be. It will make a statement about who is God. And we thank you for that. We love you so much, Lord. We can rest assured that you will not fail your promises. You are a covenant-keeping God. You are a covenant-keeping God. So be with us tonight, Father, as we go over these points and as we lead into prayer. Because this one solitary night is so very, very important. And maybe it's a point of interest to know that Veterans Day is just in front of us. War in the heavenlies, war on the ground, war against the church, war with the church. The spirit of war is actively working only to fall. And we thank you for that, Lord. In your precious name, amen. Earlier this year, the Lord gave me a couple of experiences that were just charmers. He doesn't usually talk to me and make me laugh while I'm hearing prophetic realities. But I have to admit, that is what he did this time. So I want to share these things with you. The first two things I'm going to share with you is what we call about a Trump mouse. And then we'll go to a whole list of prophetic revelations, and we'll go to that fairly quickly. Okay, Trump mouse. on a ship. I saw three cats on a ship chasing a mouse. The mouse was so smart it kept getting away from the cats. The mouse was in a cage, and then I saw that the mouse was gone. The mouse was found with his head out of a sink drain. He wasn't scared of the cats. He was in the drain as a practicality. This was a Trump mouse. The cats epitomized the New World Order, who were out to kill him. A voice said, "I have given him strategy beyond anything they can understand. He knows the path better than they, and his name is Victory. All fear leaves, and Trump Mouse is victorious." The voice did not say, "will be victorious," but "is victorious." Then there is another one about Trump Mouse. Let me pull him up. Early in the morning, these both were given to me earlier this year, in the first of the year, really. Early in the morning, I had a vision. In the vision, Donald Trump was a little mouse. He was very cute and unusually special. As I held him and petted him, I kept saying what a special mouse I thought he was. Very unusual, precious, and especially gifted for a special purpose. We were traveling on a train when I found him, so someone put him in a cage for me for his protection for the rest of the trip. Soon, three cute cats showed up looking for him, then went around snooping and smelling, trying to find him. One of the cats found the cage and tried to get into it. He was aggressively trying to rip into it by the time I discovered him. I was afraid he might tip it over to get at Trump, so I walked over to remove the cat from the shelf he had climbed on to reach the cage and put him down. When I stood back up, little Trump was gone. I panicked and searched feverishly to find him. I walked by his sink and suddenly saw Trump's little head pop out of the drain. I reached out and picked him up and held him, stroking him. He looked so cute and innocent. I realized he had been outsmarting the cats all the evening. They couldn't hurt him at all. He was under a miracle protection. I put him back in the cage and took him with me. Then the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, saying a couple of things. First, he said, they, meaning Trump and the mysterious cats, are playing cat and mouse games. Just keep praying. I won't let them hurt him. Then he said something I thought was a new and exciting way to look at him through the eyes of the prophetic. Jesus said, "I have revealed several layers of prophetic words over Trump." Now, I have to be very honest with you. I didn't understand this aspect of prophetic words. So this was a learning experience to me. "I have revealed several layers of prophetic words over Trump and all people and things that pertain to him. These words have in themselves created a wall of fire round about to protect his vision and mission. As long as he stands and obeys, he is protected. The prayer of the church stands to act as the mortar that holds the wall of fire together to protect him." Wow, what a great revelation, isn't it? So I realized that these visions helped us understand that there was a time coming when Trump would be missing from his post, and that we were not going to worry We weren't called to worry. We were called to stand. Because he was missing, because God was protecting him. God was keeping him safe to fulfill the commission that he had placed upon him. And I believe that we really are in that time right now. Now hold on, I've got something else I want to give to you. Okay, this is a prophetic update. There are many, many, many points here. I would say about once, twice a year, the Lord will do this with me. He'll give me many prophetic visions, many prophetic issues that he wants to address and wants prayer for throughout the year, in addition to what he gives me on an ongoing basis. So this was one of those prophetic streams that he opened up to me at the first of the year. So I'm going to start sharing that with you now. I had been in prayer for several hours when suddenly the Lord opened a stream of prophetic insight. It came to me in the holy fire of God. Subsequently, Jesus opened a greater stream of this great fire for the purpose of delivering it. I shook in the fear of God for hours. Consequently, I felt it could be a blessing to all that would read it in the spirit of prayer. I have also included a prophetic word my daughter gave toward the end of this team. I didn't ask her permission to do that, so I'll ask her when we finish if she wants to share or she doesn't, because I will be giving you quite a bit. Where and I delivered what I have written in this document. I am shaking. The fire of God is so intense. Number one, things are going to change throughout the world suddenly. These words attended the following vision. I saw a hand move a kaleidoscope, causing it to change suddenly. That same voice then spoke, many diverse things will suddenly undergo a rearranging by my hand. Take note. It will all be good news in the end. This dealing will primarily involve America and the elite of the world who are at the top of this trouble. Number two, the voice spoke again. Revolution is about to be released. I had not considered the first time President Trump took the presidential office and country by storm and began a much needed revolution. It was, however, different. Donald Trump did not come forth as I saw in the vision of President Washington's revolution that I experienced for 28 days, 24/7 in February of 2012. However, we will see it unfold this time. Our President Trump is going to return like a new man. He will be a man remade in God with divine confidence, fire, strength, and full authority. This champion of righteousness will enact the historically long-awaited event of this hour. The Lord shared many things with me during this 24/7 vision. As you can well imagine, he instructed, this is the power of revolution sent forth by my spirit to heal, form, restructure a nation, to bring it into the glory that I have ordained for it. These events will constitute the next step. The events he spoke of were the ones I saw in the month-long vision. Right now, Trump and his confidants are regularly meeting and planning for God's future. They are discussing things such as overturning outdated and weak laws that can be used by people that want to overturn American righteousness and God. They want to get rid of archaic laws that open the door to easy takeover. This is Trump and those who are around him in his administration, or those who walk closely to him, like our early fathers that I'm discussing with you. They want to recreate small federal government and continue returning power back to the states. They want to close the door to communist takeover, which is now in process. They want the hold of the Catholic Church and England broken over the nation. They are going in about the Catholic Church. The Lord spoke to me today and told me to tell you, his intercessors, to watch the Catholic Church, because changes are going to begin to ensue in that institution. They're going after such things as abortion and human trafficking, return to constitutional government and rule of law, gold and assets, backed currency to replace fiat money. They will revamp immigration, and there, of course, is much more. For us today, now, we have in these last several months heard and seen a lot of what I just read, and you're going to find that in these many words that I'm going to give you, that some of it is already being revealed, being brought to the surface, and we're praying over it. Some we will never see, but we will see the fruit of it. Some we will see everything they do, and it is going to be amazing, awesome. We will be aghast at what we're going to behold. So we need to pray for the nation to prepare them. Number three, many arrests are about to happen. We will see different military forces outside the mainstream military and other levels of law enforcement making these arrests. Again, the Lord has labeled them stealth warriors, for it will be a substantial nighttime affair. It will happen in America and all over the nations. Extraditions will happen lickety-split. I do not know if all I have written will happen during Biden's time in the White House. I doubt it, as he too is going down soon. As an example of what we will see, Roger Stone experienced a peek at what the Lord will do with them. It is like a gotcha from the Lord. They will have their homes raided with SWAT teams or by SWAT teams, similarly to what they did to Stone. Suddenly, in massive, might I say, shock and awe, the hunters and the fishers, Jeremiah 16:16, are bringing some men now. But in the explosion of justice that is coming, it will be like the proverbial rock slide coming down the mountain when it is time. These guys will be so busy bringing in the criminals we have never known the like. We may even be put under martial law at night for our protection, just in time for their move. Yes, Bill Gates will be coming down too. Number four, the good guys will temporarily ground much or all aircraft to prevent escape. Holding places are being erected even now. Ports will be closed, preventing escape by sea. The pickup guys will have all underground tunnels, blocked. They will confiscate untold amounts of gold stored in some underground passageways meant to aid in the escape of the illegal defectors. It is going to be massive, even international in scope. I saw important cabal people hiding in underground places like the one in which they found Hussein, as well as very nice underground hideouts. Preparation is ongoing for this enormous project. I think about the one found in Southern California. This one was made for the elite who wanted to be involved with human trafficking. It was, or maybe still is, under a museum. I think the figure was over 1 million human trafficking victims had passed through it. There is or was a similar place in New York, maybe even Atlanta. And I said that because Atlanta is an unbelievably huge center of this spider's web. Jesus said those two GOEs, that is March 11 and March 15, will be historical. So this was given to me before those GOEs. We are finally coming into the matrix of it all. God is so excited and pleased that we have done, that is, you and we working together, have done thorough work to prepare our nation. The government will block bank accounts of those undergoing arrest. Our wait is about over. Biden and the elite are not going to stop this. They too are under swift justice. Kamala will follow right behind Biden. We will come as close as possible to rooting out these illegal communists. In the initial explosion, the law will shut down cell phones of people targeted for arrest so they cannot call to get help. Those arresting them know where they are so they cannot escape. Number 9, search and seizure will be the words for the day. Number 10, God is going to clean house like never before. Isn't that exciting? That is a yay, praise God, thank you, Jesus. The hunters and the fishes, number 11, Jeremiah 16:16, will invade the cabal's government offices and the elites to empty them. They will ransack the homes and offices for any remaining evidence, just like they did with Roger Stone. We will arrest and punish, number 12, we will arrest and punish many of the key human traffickers. I saw the most powerful exposed, stopped, and punished. The number and type of people will stagger our intellects. We will say, I could never have dreamed that person would do that. Number 13, Illuminati, ministers arrested, churches closed, human traffickers picked up. These have been under surveillance for a long time. Computers belonging to the offenders have been hacked for a long time for evidence and information. The evidence on these computers will shock those who see it. Now, see, we're seeing this stuff already starting to happen, aren't we? Number 15, those who are preparing for this eradication are like the ant colonies. They are supremely busy working behind the scenes in an underground fashion. They know it will occur and want it to be ready. They will move with stellar precision once the shot heard around the world ignites. The warriors hiding now in the shadows, and then suddenly they will surface. They will travel around the world and bring in the perpetrators. After the, this makes me cry. Got to pull myself back together here. Number 16, after the initial explosive time and events, for all intents and purposes, begin to settle down, America will convert to the gold standard. This is going to lead to good things. Number 17, the southern wall that Trump began to build will be finished. Number 18, pharmaceutical companies under strict government scrutiny are going to be purged. Laboratories creating poisons for so-called public viruses, etc., will suffer arrest and confiscation of evidence for their huge debt to humanity. I also saw many new medicines that had antagonistic effects on the body. God will deal with this treachery. I've seen this in visions. And, you know, like one that I saw, it created such a horrible scarring on the skin. It wasn't a vaccine that had anything to do with the skin, but its side effect created this horrible scarring on the skin to the point of maiming the individual. In another vision, I saw the vaccines injected, and I saw what looked like maggots crawling out of the skin that had come to birth from the injection of those vaccines. God's going to deal with that. Not to mention many other things that were so bad. He's going to deal with it all. God will deal with the contraband, number 19, in this nation. Human ammunition, military armament, drugs, already new drugs meant to hit the market. They are worse than fentanyl. The law will deal with the new drugs created for the market and stop them. Maybe I can talk Ricky into at least sharing what she saw about this pharmaceutical this pharmaceutical plan against humanity. Number 20, the law will eradicate organizations specializing in human mutilations for body parts sales, living babies, isn't that horrible, etc. These underground operations are going to be exposed. God's justice will come down on the perpetrators. Now, on some of this really horrible stuff that I'm sharing with you, there is going to be probably very little that is going to be placed before the eyes of the public, just because most of America would never be able to handle this. And so for the sake of peace in the hearts of those that fit that situation, God will make sure that America is not going to see the worst, but they will feel the fruit of it. So it won't be left unattended or unexposed. It is going to be exposed, except in a way that will let people like you and I know that God has intervened. And at the same time, those who could not handle the full exposure will not be devastated. Number 21, Hollywood. The law will invade every kind of evil and expose the illegalities. I think some of these Hollywood characters make more money on contraband than they do on movies. God is going to hit Hollywood like a secret time bomb. Number 22, the fear of God is going to return to the church, and all that will transpire will act as a refining fire for the church. There will be an explosion of glory that will redefine the church. Number 23, banks and insurance companies exposed for their corruption. Some will suffer a shutdown and justice met out. There is so much occultism, money laundering, and the like connected with some of these institutions, not to mention sex trafficking. We will learn that many high-level bankers will be killed surreptitiously. I can remember one time several years ago, the Lord told me that there was a notice that had been sent out and was circulating, listing, I think it was about 79 bankers that were going to be killed. And the last that I heard, there were only a few of those names left. And so this that I'm sharing with you right now is like a performance that is being repeated. We will learn that many high-level bankers will be killed surreptitiously. We are now looking at the time this will begin. None of this will be too great that innocent Americans will be suicidal. It will be in our face, but just enough to breathe the fear of God in people's hearts. God is going to break the hold of the bankers of the economy, government, media, pharmacia, education and church, etc. Number 24, there will be another long-awaited invasion for the Catholic Church over money laundering, child trafficking, torture of the innocent, including nuns. We are coming against that lion. Number 25, Trump is going to return and is now working with a clandestine military group to prepare for his return. He also has a CIA-type counterintelligence agency or other such organizations working with him. It is not the CIA, but a type. He has been very busy behind the scenes, just as you heard in the Trump vision. He has been very busy behind the scenes preparing for this moment. He is working with many organizations to aid in the behind-the-scenes operations of all the things I mentioned to you. He knows what is going on. His thumb is on the pulse. If Trump were here today and could talk to you, he would say, "Be at peace, stand still, and see the salvation of God." Number 26, God is doing a divine work on the hearts of those who want to obey but cannot. If this is a physical or mental problem, he will do spiritual surgery, enabling them to obey truth. He showed this to me in a vision. He told me the names of what he had to fix. The purpose was to let me know it is a natural issue that he has to deal with supernaturally to set the people free who really want to obey truth. There's going to be, number 27, an initial explosion of things written above. Things will look like they are settling down, but the intervention will continue until completed. Number 28, abundance is coming to the church. Number 29, the vision I had about liberty coming to America in 2024 is good news, and it's still on its way. It indicates that God will finish most of the critical work by that time. Part two, many visions, this is number 30, many visions I received about the future represented the time of 1950 through 65 in which America will return to the innocence of that era. 31, we will be so thankful for the beauty of his ways, but his own he will help in the time of need. For those working and laboring for him, God will set aside and protect them and their families during the shaking. This shaking will bring healing and restoration to many nations. What we will do in the upcoming GOEs is pray for the nations in trouble. God still has a harvest he wants to do in China. Elijah came to me while I was in a Chinese church during the worship service. He told me the Lord would also invade the government of China. Nevertheless, China's closed portals are off limits to him by the people's will. Therefore, much to his sorrow, it will not be all of China. We must warn the people of prayer that great and formidable catastrophes await China and China's future, the likes of which have never been seen in human history. Satan wants Taiwan. He has a devouring passion for turning a whole nation over to the occult. Nevertheless, God will have his harvest in Taiwan. It will shock the world to see the mercy and justice of God will mete out to save those who are willing in these Chinese nations. Russia and Ukraine, so much going on that none know how deep and destructive it is. If we will be faithful, he said, we would buy time so that Russia and Ukraine can experience the power and glory of God. Russia will be used powerfully in God's glory. There will be the most ill-realized situations that are going to go through some African countries. It is devastating to even think about what the enemy will do to these nations. We need to start praying over it. Satan is going to destroy all he can utterly. Canada and America are like fishing hooks of hope to reel in those that are grasping through the darkness that they do not even understand. God is going to put such a light on these two countries. I've known for at least 20 years what God is going to do with Canada. It will be both powerful and beautiful. After this time of revelation, Canada will fall to communism, but God has to have his harvest first. At the very days, America will be the last, at the very end days, America will be the last nation to fall to the Antichrist. It felt like no sooner did America fall than the end came. I am sharing this hope with you, as right now we have hope. We have bought through our obedience, you and I together. Had we not obeyed to do what God asked us to do, America would fall before revival could fall. God will do great acts of mercy, compassion, grace, and glory. It will be wonderful to be a part of it. The next two gatherings will rest upon the foundation set in place to enable God to have more than any other gathering to do with making that possibility a reality. God will protect you and your loved ones. When we come through it, the church will also experience a purification through the process. Though it will be difficult, it will not be overwhelmingly painful. We will look at what is happening and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your great love. And then I put here, my daughter Ricky offered prophetic revelations below. Ricky, do you want me to read these to you, or can I give you the title and you can pull them up and then you can read them? Or do you want to wait till another time?
You can read them if you like. Or I can read them on which ones? I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
It's on this document, though.
One, and then I'll read Trump and Melania, and then you can read yours. Russia, China, Afghanistan, and the elite's plan for World War III, and that was 2/28/22.
Okay.
Okay, then there's another one. That's very lengthy because you talk, you know, all about the oil situation. Okay, February 23, Russia went into the Ukraine. That might be part of the other one. Okay, so I guess it's one, but it's a very lengthy one. and you can read that as soon as I finish reading this with Trump and Melania. This is so beautiful what I'm going to read to you. It is just so extraordinarily beautiful. If you love Trump and Melania, you're really going to love this. If you love America, you're really going to love this. Now, this vision was given 1/3/21. At the edge of a forest, I saw standing a limitless number of people in the growing darkness of night. The people in the head of the mass were widespread. However, the crowd filled an empty place in the forest that traveled back as far as the eye could see. President Trump and Melania were at the head. His children and their spouses were by their side. Those who helped President Trump were a part of the mass of people behind them. Melania was dressed in her white dress and hat that symbolized the White Hats movement. Suddenly, I saw what looked like the blazing sun, but wider than the most brilliant light come down from the heavens. This was not the sun, but was actually the glory of the sun. I watched as first Trump and Melania, then the crowd who flanked them on both sides and as far back as I could see, raised their hands and began shouting praises to God. When this occurred, I saw a blast come out of the sun, which was the glory, shooting right at the large mass of people. It was blinding. Once the initial burst was released, the light kept streaming down upon them until they glowed with the same glory as the sun, meaning S-O-N, the Son of God. I could see so many faces I recognized, people who were fighting the battle alongside of President Trump. They were filled with ecstasy from the glory streaming upon them. They were being given a glimpse of the soon coming glory that would grace America because of our obedience to judge ourselves. This is talking about the nation as a whole. It was as though a door was being opened to see the future. They were seeing glory such as a man would never see the would never have hoped to see. So sorry. Thus their high praises rang out. They kept thinking, we never knew our obedience would open such a door as these things. I could clearly see that they all had become luminescent from being clothed with our Lord's glory. I have never seen anything like it. And President Trump, who had one of Melania's hands in one of his hands, you know how they do when they walk together, kept saying to Melania, I never knew it would be this beautiful. I never knew it would be this great. I never knew. Melania, I never knew. His whole family was standing in awe, but so were the rest of us, because none of us could ever have imagined it would be this beautiful. So we have astoundingly beautiful things in store, and Trump is going to be right in the middle of it. Okay, Ricky, go ahead, honey.
Yeah, that was really beautiful. That was really beautiful. I love that last one especially. Okay, so on February 8th of 2022, and I've shared this with I've shared this by phone before, so if you've heard this, this will be a refresher for those that are new. Just bear with me. It's on February 8th, 2022, I had an experience that left me to my core, shaken to my core. The Lord awakened me early to pray. As I prayed, I had the following experience. First, I was taken to an intercessory group in Russia. the Russian prayer group prayed fervently against an invasion into the small neighboring country of Ukraine. As we prayed, I had an open vision of General Milley on the phone with President Putin. I could hear Putin, but I could not understand him. Putin was not agitated. He was in a relaxed stance, leaning back in his chair while listening intently to the person on the other end of the phone, which, as I already said, was General Milley. Suddenly, something was said that provoked him. He sat up, reached forward, and swallowed Ukraine whole. Now, this was in 2020, February 8th of 2022, rather. So this is just before this invasion actually took place. In the background of this entire setting, I could hear World War III, World War III. It was like a chant that was taking place, and it was playing in a loop. I understood that this one in particular would launch us into a full-scale and irreversible war. And as we know, the Lord has really been able to dial this back through prayer. Next, I was taken to China, where a group of intercessors prayed fervently against an invasion of China into the small neighboring country of Taiwan. This is a very real possibility. I can't say more at this time, but we must pray against this end. In the background, again, I could hear World War III playing on a loop. Now, I can say more now. What I saw was Milley talking to Xi. I saw him on the phone with him. And Xi did the same thing. He leaned forward, and he swallowed up Taiwan. Then I was taken to Afghanistan. I was praying alongside a group of Afghanistan's intercessors who were crying out to God to stop an invasion from going into Pakistan. It was at this point that I had an open vision of General Milley. He was speaking on the phone with the second and third tier Taliban leaders. I know this not by their faces, but the Lord showed me them standing on a three-step staircase and to indicate their ranking within the Taliban. So there was a person on the first step. He wasn't speaking to him, but he was speaking to the second and the third man. Men. When the men were done, they came down from the staircase and appeared to swarm out like locusts, multiplying as they went until they overtook Pakistan. The momentum from this battle caused them to run faster and multiply quickly as they spread into neighboring nations. When I say they spread like locusts, when you picture locusts as they go over a field and devour every single grain of wheat, every single grain of barley, that's what they were like. They were climbing over one another. You could not see the ground. They were swarming so fervently, and there were so many of them. In the background, again, I heard World War III playing on a loop. And then you may remember in August of 2021, the day Biden made the decision to pull out of Afghanistan, the Lord awakened me at 2 a.m. with a blaring four-alarm siren. As I prayed that morning, I saw Taliban soldiers overtake the nation of Afghanistan, consuming everything in their path. They expanded from Afghanistan to the neighboring nations southward, eastward, westward, and ultimately they swept down into northern India. They appeared as locusts, multiplying and devouring everything in their path. Everywhere I was taken, World War III was quietly playing on a speaker. It could be heard across the nations, and each group of intercessors cried out to God for divine intervention to stop the plans of the enemy. On February 23rd, Russia went into Ukraine. It's important to note that this was not the original intent of Putin or Xi, but that it's being provoked and fueled by outside sources to thrust us into World War III. The military-industrial complex, warmongering corporations and politicians with the media as their mouthpiece stand to profit the most from a war effort. I believe what I heard in the nations, World War III, was broadcast on all media outlets to sway public opinion toward war. And I cautioned people at this time. And what I mean by that is they victimized the smaller country. So we've seen this take place with Russia and Ukraine. They have played the brutality. They have played on a loop the horrific things that Putin has done to Ukraine. And so we have to send more money and more money and more money. I think we've sent $81 billion to Ukraine. Ukraine is the size of Texas. What do they need $81 billion for? We've sent military supplies, and we're not the only country doing this. Many countries are depleting their military equipment because they're sending them to Ukraine. So people have, because they feel like Ukraine is being victimized, they speak against Putin. Even Christians speak against Putin. And it's important that we as intercessors don't partake in that, because he needs to be able to do his job to protect his people. And you don't know the full extent of the circumstances. I saw what Zelensky was doing. He has brought NATO soldiers on his shores, and at the given moment, he will allow them to slaughter his own people in order to provoke and get this war jump-started again. I saw it, and he was paid handsomely for it. They have mercenaries that they're releasing into the region to kill people. Things are not as they seem by the media, all media. It's very few people. There's a couple of prophets that know the truth, because they've sought the Lord for truth instead of, other sources. So I, the Lord showed me this before it ever happened. Okay, so I strongly advise you to restrain from being sucked into the vacuum of the media. If we allow our emotions to be swayed one way or the other by these sources, we cannot pray according to God's will in this situation. Friends, we absolutely must stop this war effort. The goal of the enemy is to expedite the end times by provoking World War III. I believe that God's perfect will is to stop the war effort and send forth revival to the nations. Did you want me to share about pharmacia?
About
Mom? The pharmacy.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, so I don't have the date in front of me, but I had a dream. It was some time ago now. And I had a dream that they were, I was in a Rite Aid, and I was standing in line with, a bunch of little household type things, and waiting for the pharmacist, who was also the cashier, to check me out. There's a very long line behind me that was now, by this time, piling up, and he was just taking his time. And there was the cashier station was huge in comparison to the rest of the store. I know it's Pharmacia because of the vast expanse of this network. So while he was checking me out, he began to sing this song that said, 200 million lives, that is what we planned. Was it 200 million? If I'd known, I would have had this in front of me. I'm sorry. 200 million lives, that mm-hmm. is what we planned. Is that what it was?
Yeah, Eli
remember.
Eli said yes.
Okay, thank you. So he was singing it, and it was very eerie. 200 million lives, that is what we plan. 200 million lives, that is what we plan. And I said, what did you say? And he turned around, and, you should have seen his face. It was frightening, and he turned back around and began singing again. Now, I am not a violent person, but I did pick up a pencil and throw it at his head. But the back of the eraser, the back of the pencil was huge. And what drove me was this righteous anger to stop, this well up. I know it was the Spirit of the Lord that welled up within me to stop what he was releasing into the atmosphere. I knew he wasn't human. I knew there was something about him that was not human. And I talked to Mom about it, and, you know, we know it's the spirit of pharmakia. And so when that eraser hit the back of his head, it was huge. And I believe that the Lord is saying that if we will pray this through, we can pray down their plans. Their goal through COVID was 200 million lives, and that is still their plan. But if we will continue to pray, God will allow us to stop them in their tracks. So, okay. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you, honey. Now, I just want to say one more thing, and then we'll start praying. We've talked about many nations here tonight. God is moving. He is grooving, you might say, but he's grooving his image into the nations. There is going to be a great explosion of his glory. And the need for our prayer, just simply, I don't know if it's ever been so great as it is right now. But he is going to have heaven filled with the populations of the earth, which pleases me, I know, and I'm sure it pleases you, but most importantly, it pleases the Lord. So I will say this one more thing about Nigeria, one more thing about America, and then we're going to pray. The Lord gave me something like 11 or 12 visions of devastation in Nigeria, worse than you can ever imagine. But this morning, he gave me a hope that I desperately needed, desperately wanted. And that hope was that the time was going to come that there would be a restoration of those whose heart was willing to submit to the Lord. And I believe he's going to restore them to their homeland. I believe Nigeria is going to go through the storm, horrific storm. But when it's all said and done, I believe that he has a people that he is preparing and will continue to prepare to return home to the homeland and bring forth the glory of God. It just reminds me of Israel and the way that the Lord has dealt with Israel. So keep praying for Nigeria. Keep praying for the workers that God is sending over there, those that we know, those that we don't know, that God will help them. If more workers are needed, that he would send them to Nigeria, and that the love of God would begin to be poured out upon these people. And I appreciate that. We all do. Now, about America, some people are wondering what's happening, what's going on. This looks like an instant repeat from what we went through with Biden. The Lord did speak to me earlier this year that this was going to happen. Of course, I didn't realize the fullness of what he was saying in that particular vision. But when I saw it pouring out, playing out, I surely understood it. It was just as clear as it could be. God is doing a work, and he's still awakening the American people for the need for this work to be done. Even those who are not God-fearing people are going to shake their heads and say, what will happen to America if we don't get a savior, a deliverer into this nation? Those who are God-fearing will at last say, America needs the cleansing. It needs the purging. And we don't have long to endure it. So let the cleansing come according to your own wisdom, Lord, which is what we're seeing now. And prepare us that you may take your throne once again over this nation. And that was the consensus of the word that God had given me earlier this year. So I'm not sure yet how this is going to go, but I do know that no matter how it goes, it is going to be God's will to prepare America for his glory. We have nothing to fear because we've done the praying we needed to do. We've prepared the land and the people the way he asked us to. So everything is under his control. Whatever occurs, he has approved. And he's approved to get America on track by the year 2024. Because it will be in that year that America will be given the cloak of liberty. So rejoice. Don't be afraid. Pray. Only believe. Know and understand that God is answering your prayers. And he will not stop until every T is crossed and every I is dotted. He will complete the task for the sake of the gift.